Steve Parker.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Crocker, please?
This is Heath.
Yes. Hi, Heath. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping with your Scottish Redress case, Mr. Crocker.
Oh, okay.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. Thanks.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Keith, about or see somebody about your case?
Yeah, 10 minutes is fine. I've got an appointment at 2:15, so that's
okay.
No problem.
I'll try and get through as quick as I can.
Yeah, no problem.
My name's Michael, and all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Mr. Crocker, is to go out and gather the evidence to substantiate your claim or your case, should we say. Writing to social services, educational authorities and the likes to gather as much evidence as I possibly can. But it's also to try and get to know you a little bit better, Mr. Crocker, as well, and try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced and suffered as a young
kid,
how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult, with substituting evidence for the likes of, you know, being diagnosed with anxiety, depression, PTSD, have any sort of issues with alcohol or any substance issues. And what I'll do, Steve, is I'll write to those relevant authorities, your GP, NHS trusts, you know, addiction charities and the like, gather that information and paint a picture of, you know, not only Mr. Crockett in care, but also, you know, because of care, if you like. And they, of course, we just have to take that into consideration, you know, the lasting impact of your time in care. When you deliberate on our case. So I'm just trying to give you, or thank you both, if you like, as well, for a partnership here on a no-win, no-fee, the best chance of getting the most out of this process.
Yeah.
Okay, sir?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, if I do apologise in advance.
No, no, it's okay.
I'm sorry, buddy. Well, have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of mental health problems, any depression or anxiety or any sort of PTSD?
Yeah. I'd say depression, anxiety, and facing up to the abuse that has kind of plagued me through the years.
Yeah, of course. Are you getting any sort of medication or help? Or
I'm on fluoxetine.
Okay, I get all that. I'm going to write to your GP, Steve. I'm going to get all of the evidence for you, so.
Yeah.
On his page. Have you had any issues with alcoholism or any sort of substance issues?
Not that I see. But that's mostly because of my own childhood, but it was mostly my mum was a drinker, so I stayed away from that, and I don't really like being drunk, but I do use medical cannabis.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's just to try and get a lot of freedom, like pharmaceutical stuff, you can see the side effects.
What was you prescribed the medical marijuana for? Was that, or were you prescribed marijuana?
That's for, it's helping me with my depression. Yeah, it's the flowers that I use, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
It helps me with my anxiety, depression, and my pain through surgery.
Okay.
I get it from Alternaleaf. The company is called Alternaleaf.
Okay. Okay.
Can I take your GP details off you?
Mr. Crockett.
Hello?
Holborn Medical Center.
Holborn.
Hello?
Hi, buddy, I've got you here, yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, Holborn, yeah.
Yeah, Holborn Medicals. It's in... Yeah. It's in Aberdeen. Holborn Medical Group. And I think it's Albion Terrace or Albion Street or something.
Yeah, I get this now. I'll just Google it. Holborn Medical Center, Holborn Medical Groups, Holborn Medical... Okay. Is it Oscar Road, Tory? See?
Yeah, no, that's one of the other centres.
Okay, you see that, Sam?
They have one in Albion. I think it's Albion Street. Sorry, I just zoned.
Yeah, I got you.
If you give me the phone number, it's 41224
yeah,
400-800, I think.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Medical. I'm just checking this to my phone now. LDYM ABTEN 1YE. Okay, and roughly how long have you been with that GP for? Mr. Crockett?
All my life. I've been with the doctor as well. Yeah, I've been with them all of my life, basically.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I have a real tough question to ask you, Steve. And it's one I am really sorry for having to ask. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Mr. Crockett?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So sorry.
Three times your option.
So sorry, you thought that was the option.
Yeah, just not being able to interact properly, not knowing what kind of love was and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think that. Was you hospitalized on any of those suicide attempts, Steve?
I got one time in the hospital getting my stomach pumped.
Okay.
That time was nearly, like, I was going to do it, but I had a out-of-body experience. But I was seeing a psychologist at the time because I had kind of lost the plot offshore because of but a male getting offshore. I was an accommodation steward, just like again, why I slept. As a kid, I was made to masturbate as I at home. So ever since then, I've been kind of repulsed by my own self, condemned intimacy.
Yeah, get that.
So this guy had a masturbated, put down the side of the bed, put in for a bed change. I put my hand into it and just fucking flipped back to my childhood. And I ended up going after this guy with a meat cleaver.
Oh, wow.
Got subdued and flown off of egg and I wasn't allowed. This was when I was 27, and I had to go and see a psychologist before I was allowed back offshore because I was deemed a threat to others.
Wow.
That was more a reaction to what I did, what I had to survive as a kid.
Of course it was, yeah.
It was as a child.
Yeah.
Then what planned, what's like, when you're so used to violence and then you move into a place where you've got to, being in a home, you've got to go into survival mode.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for me, I had abuse in my own family, so it was just adapting to the abuse. It wasn't at me at first, but learning what abuse actually is outside of violence.
Can I take the hospital that you were admitted to for the first, for the stomach pump? Please.
It was Woman Health Hospital at the time. Woman Health Hospital. It's now closed down.
Woman?
That's where it was, or should have been registered.
Woman, as in Woman Health Hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a center town hospital in the early 70s. So it's been closed since the 70s. But I know that's where I was taken to get my stomach pumped.
So wool man, isn't it?
I even remember a nurse calling that pig while I was throwing up.
Called you a pig?
Yeah.
Wow. What's going on with these people? How are you getting these type of jobs?
Yeah. Just because I was an attempted suicide.
Should be more care.
I think there was less concern about mental health in that case.
Oh, yeah, massively, yeah. Roughly what they were sent to, or was you admitted to Woman Health?
Just less mental health, because I was 19.
Oh, you were 19 when you went to Woman Health?
Honestly, I was 19. I'm now 63.
Yeah, oh, wow. So we just worked on mental health, 72. Plus 9 is 81. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not only going to write to, obviously, the two medical institutions, I'm also going to write to the social services of the care settings you're in. So I've got a couple of in Aberdeen. I think they're all in Aberdeen. So I'll write to the Aberdeen Social Services and the Education Authority up there. I'll gather all of your information from your time and care that they have on you. Do you want me to share that information with you, Steve, when I get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have a look myself because I'm the first home that I went into, Rocky Norman, that's where I was drugged as a child to go to sleep.
Okay.
And forced to eat lumps of porridge, even though I didn't, but it was like 3 days according to my sister, because I'll get my sister to write a letter, because it was how that made me aware, because that's the first home that I went into, and I don't really have that great a memory of it. So my sister was the one who says, no, I go to see you out there, because they was drugging you at night.
Yeah, but a letter from your sister would...
But again, it's all going to come down, especially in the homes. Yeah, I'll definitely get my sister to...
Okay.
I'll get my niece to write it, because my sister's not very good at writing and stuff. But she has the memory, so I'll get her to do that. Send it to me, and I'll be able to send you a letter, if you wish. Because my difficulties happened in King Cross Home, Yeah. King Court Home was the first time that I was nearly raped. But that was just a one-off thing, because the house missed, it didn't actually happen, but it was just, I mean, the guy hid in the dark, bent over a bed when the house mistress came in. So, if it wasn't for her, that would have been, I wouldn't be here if that happened.
No, so what, he was hiding under the bed?
No, no, she had me bent over the bed.
Oh, bent over the bed.
He was trying to get my trousers down.
Oh, yeah.
But the house mistress came in.
Was this another boy or was this a staff member?
A boy? No, no, a boy. Like, I've never had difficulty with the staff members. It's always been an older child.
Yeah.
Foster parents was the only ones who actually hit me.
Okay. Okay. So, what we'll do is, when I get all of your information back from your time and care, I'll send you copies of everything I get. We'll go through them together, go through them with a fine tooth comb, you and I. Probably going to be anywhere around 8 to 10 months' time. We'll go through all of your records and make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've gathered. We'll go through all of your different care settings, make sure that all of your statements have everything in there that you need and want to be in there.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll then pin your medical records to your case before we do our final submission to the Scottish Redress team. But our final submission, Keith, is where we've gathered all the evidence, we've put up our work, and we're handing it to the Scottish Redress. What we've done so far is gave them notice of our claim. They've looked over your claim through your application form. They've seen where you stayed as a child.
Yeah.
They've seen your statement, and they've given you an application number, which is good. Shows that we've got a claim. What my role is to go out and substantiate that claim by providing evidence for you. What then happens on final submission, Steve, is we then await what's called a panel day. So a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully from there, so we'll get you the recognition of any wrongdoing that you deserve and offer the financial compensation.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mr. Cortez?
Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you. I'm so grateful that I actually, because it's something I've wanted to do myself.
Yeah.
But being dyslexic can make it really difficult.
Yeah, it will be. And it's one of the options I'm going to talk to you about in a second as well.
I'm grateful that you guys are taking on my case.
Thank you very much. Do you have any questions for me, Mr. Crockett, on my role and what I'm going to undertake for you over the next 10 months?
No, that's fine. And I could give you one more date that I actually admitted to my doctor was 2011. I admitted to my doctor of my abuse with a child.
Okay. Okay, so I'll get that from your medical records only. Thank you,
I'm hoping so, because it was Dr. Hay that I spoke to. And I always found him to be a really good doctor.
Okay, so we'll be on your records. We'll all be digitized, pre-drive.
Yeah, but he's now retired. But
yeah. It'll be on your bed.
She should have put it down.
If not, we'll drag them out of retirement. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees here and what other options are out there available for you.
Yeah.
We have to run through it with you on this recorded call for our compliance team. We're about to embark on probably our largest body of work for you. And also, I just need to make sure that you're fully on board with, you know, what you could potentially have to pay us when it comes to it, should we say. But as I said earlier, just one of the options for you is you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm, but obviously she's saying that you have dyslexia, you know, that may be challenging for you. But that is an option for you. There are other law firms out there, Keith, which will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't charge fees or won't charge fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000, pay a client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a fellow law firm in England, I can't discuss you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, see what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we, as a law firm here at MMA Legal, we don't participate in the Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. We are fully in your corner. We show that by entering into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm and me as the investigation department to go out and gather as much evidence as I possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. I'll face the tide, basically, see, is what I'm saying. Our fees, see, are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Yeah.
What that means is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. The VAT will net you out at roughly around about 19.2% in total fees. If you stick to 20, obviously you're going to be not too far off. So that's the maximum amount you'll ever pay us. On the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been through the care system...
Yeah, the last time.
Sorry? Sorry, Steve, did you say, sir?
Yeah, when I spoke to the first gentleman, she told me about that price and I agreed to it then.
Yeah, I just need to...
Yeah, the first time I spoke to someone, she told me the cost of you guys helping me out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's not a problem. Let me just explain the no-fee side. Because you've been through the care system and ended up with, you know, obviously mental health problems, suicide attempts, and are deemed to be a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. If we don't get your compensation, Keith, you won't be paying us any money. So I just need to make that clear for peace of mind. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee process. Is that okay, sir?
Okay.
Do you understand those two options?
Yeah, perfect.
Mr. Crockett?
I do? Yeah.
Perfect. And you're so happy?
Sorry, I'm outside now. I'm having to walk to my appointment.
Okay. I'm nearly finished. Are you happy for me to continue with the case, sir?
I am. Very happy. Yeah.
Perfect. You signed documentation with us, Mr. Crockett, on the 28th of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period. What that means is anything up until day 14, you can change your mind, rip up the agreement with us and walk away. We won't start your case until after the 14th day. If you are unaware of the 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed, I can restart that for you again from today. Or alternatively, Mr. Crockett, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to wait the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away, but that's entirely up to you.
Yes, please do. Please carry on.
Are you happy to wait for 14 days to fill off period?
I think it's about that time now, so yeah, I'm happy for you to carry on working.
Perfect. Do you have my number now, Keith? My name's Michael, I'm going to be a case worker now to the very end. If you need me for anything, save my number, give me a call. I'll always be at the other end of the line for you. I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a phone call, let you know how I'm getting on. But yeah, we'll go away and we'll start fighting the fight for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and I'm very grateful for your help.
I'm very grateful just to be able to speak to you here. Thank you so much for being so brave. Thank you, Mr. Crockett. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Much appreciated.
Yeah, Mrs. Thank you, Steve. Speak to you soon, sir. Bye now.
Okay, so